One of the biggest mistakes I see when I take on a new client is that their books are not set up properly. By books, I mean their accounting. I'm gonna share with you the proper way to set up your books so you can get the numbers you need to explode the sales and profits in your restaurant.
Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Gromfin.
Hey everybody, my name is Ryan Gromfin. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and I'm the founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as restaurantprofitandperformance.com. And like I said earlier, today I'm going to talk to you about some really important stuff. It may not be the sexiest and the most fun. You know, usually these videos are about increasing your sales and getting more profits and, you know, better management. But today's a little drier. It's about accounting, and it's particularly about making sure that three very important accounts that you have set up in whatever software you use all match. And that's going to be some kind of an income or sales account, your expense or cost of goods sold account, and your inventory. You know, I see a lot of times in restaurants where their income accounts or their sales accounts look something like restaurant, patio, catering, banquets, something like that. But then their cost of goods sold or one of their expense accounts looks like food, beverage, beer, wine. Inventory accounts, if you even have them, are usually all over the place. So in the next couple of minutes, we're gonna jump inside my computer and I'm gonna show you how you should set up your accounts. If you don't do the accounting yourself, forward this video to your bookkeeper. Make sure that they have your restaurant account set up this way. It's the only way you're going to get accurate numbers. Let's jump inside my computer and I'll show you exactly what I mean. All right, so welcome inside of my computer. So very quickly, I just wanna kind of show you how to build the accounts in whatever accounting software that you use. I like to call these categories. And then the one thing you wanna make sure of is whatever categories you make here, again, you wanna make sure that your income or your sales accounts, your purchases, also known as your cost of goods sold accounts, and your inventory accounts all match this same setup. So everybody's gonna start with a cost of goods sold. If you only track one thing in your restaurant, it's gonna be cost of goods sold. But a lot of people like to track food and beverage. So then your accounts are gonna look something like this, where you're gonna have a master account as your cost of goods sold, and then underneath it, you're gonna have a food and beverage account. But then some people like to track more stuff. Some people like to track beer, wine, liquor. I prefer to track beer draft and beer bottled, as well as wine and liquor. Now this could nest under your beverage, or what some people like to do is, I'll just type in here, some people like to track a non-alcoholic beverage account. And then let me just move that right there. So then you can see now you have your food, your non-alcoholic beverage, which would be like sodas, milk, juice, coffee. And then you have your draft beer, your bottled beer, your wine, and your liquor. This is exactly how I like to set up accounts, assuming you sell all this stuff. And then, like I said, these would be your income, your cost of goods sold, your expense accounts, as well as your inventory accounts. Now, another thing that some people like to do, some people sell merchandise in their restaurant. So then that would go out to this level here, because it's under cost of goods sold, but it's not under food or non-alcoholic beverage or beverage, it's its own category. That's another thing. Sometimes, like if you sell cigarettes or paraphernalia, like hats and shirts and beer mugs, whatever, if you're more of like a novelty type shop. So that's kind of the first step. Again, making sure that your sales accounts, your income or sales accounts, your expense or cost of goods sold accounts, and your inventory accounts all match. Because imagine if you had these as your cost of goods sold, as your purchases accounts, but then you had restaurant and catering as your income account, where would restaurant go? How would you know what your food cost is? Let me explain that to you a little bit further. You have to compare food purchases to food sales in order to get food costs. But if you don't know what your food sales are, if you only know what your total restaurant sales are, you have no number to compare that to. So that means that when you enter in your sales for the day, you have to break it down into these exact same categories, which means that these exact same categories set up exactly the same way need to be in your POS system or your cash register so you can extract that data in the exact same manner. Now, the last part, the most complicated part to this is when you order your food and stuff, you have to break down your invoices. You know, draft beer, bottled beer, wine, liquor, that's pretty easy to break down on an invoice. Things you have to be careful of though is like you might order cocktail napkins and straws from your bar vendor, your bar supplier. Those probably don't go into your beer cost. Those would go into a direct operating expense, totally different, another conversation. Same thing, like your broadline distributor, no matter who it is, who you order a majority of your product from, you may order mostly food from them, but it's not only food. So you have to go through each invoice and make sure that when you enter your food purchases, you may have a $1,000 invoice from your broadline, but maybe only $750 of that is food, $200 of it might be chemicals, and $50 of it might be paper. Anyways, I hope this was helpful. Hey folks, I hope that was helpful. Also, I just gave you a sneak peek into something that I am extraordinarily proud of. For the last couple of months, I've been developing some software, and you are the first people who have ever seen that. It's not even released yet. It's not quite done. Well, depending on when you're watching this video, it might totally be done, and I'll have an update below this video to let you know. But if you're watching this video live, like right when I sent it out to you the day I posted it, it's not quite ready, but it's close. There'll be a button below. If you're watching this video on YouTube, there'll be a link. Come on back to my website. And on my website, there'll be a button that you can either learn more about the software if it's live and ready to go, or I'm looking for some beta testers who want to really help me develop this into the perfect restaurant accounting software, cost control accounting software for your business. And there'll be a button or a form that you could fill out to potentially be one of those beta testers for me. But anyways, if you love this video, no matter where you are, if you're on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe and like it. If you're on my website, there's a little blue button below this video. Go ahead and smash that button. There's also a comment section wherever you're watching this from. Please go ahead, ask some questions, leave some comments. I reply to all of those within 24 hours, I promise. My name's Ryan Gromfin. I'm with The Restaurant Boss as well as restaurantprofitandperformance.com. I hope you have a wonderful day. Quickly, the last thing is I'm able to produce these videos at no charge for you because you guys are great. You like and you share and you comment. So if you love getting these videos for free at no charge, please make sure you like, share, comment. Let the world know how awesome these videos are, all of your friends in the restaurant business. I'd really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep.
No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.